With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Monday, April 12th. I know if you really saw the headlines last week, you may not have focused on it, but this infrastructure deal, this $2+ trillion, I think it's $2.3 trillion, this is going to be pretty massive. And I think there's a good chance that because of the budget reconciliation process, that a big chunk of this is going to get through. Now, if you don't want to do the deep dive on the actual plan, I've got good news for you. Two things. One is go to the website, jillonmoney.com. Go read my article about this. I asked the question, will infrastructure spending supersize growth? That's like your deep dive. That's as much of a deep dive as you have to do with us, at least. The next thing you can do is if you just don't really feel like reading and you want to keep listening, stay tuned because over the weekend, I appeared on CBS This Morning, the Saturday edition, to explain the infrastructure bill and how it could potentially impact the jobs market and the economy. So here is your, let's call it the Cliff Notes listening session for the infrastructure bill.
President Biden released his $1.5 trillion budget proposal. It includes an 8% increase in agency operating budgets. And in the Oval Office Friday, the president says he hopes it'll have bipartisan support. Senate Republicans criticized the less than 2% increase in defense spending. The proposal does not include the president's $2 trillion infrastructure package. Here to discuss where that plan stands and the road ahead is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill, good to see you. First of all, give us the basics of this proposed infrastructure plan.
Well, it basically is in four buckets. The first is what I would call classic infrastructure, and that's roads, rails, transit systems, about $620 billion. Another $650 billion for maybe what I might call the home economy, broadband, better pipes and safe drinking water. That's really important to the Biden administration. The third aspect, let's call it the workplace economy, research and development. There's money for manufacturing, small businesses, about $580 billion for that. And then $400 billion in a bucket of spending for those healthcare workers who help the elderly and the disabled.
Jill, that bucket, the caregiving bucket, it seems a little different than what we're used to. What's the rationale for that?
Well, the rationale from the Biden administration is something called human infrastructure. I had to look this up myself, and basically it refers to spending by the government for education, for the general health and welfare of the population. The first time it was actually used was after World War II, when we had the GI Bill, where a bunch of veterans were very happy to be able to get low-cost mortgages, free education, and VA hospitals. So it's the infrastructure, but the human infrastructure.
And as we all know, the GI Bill helped to fuel the middle class. Big question here for a lot of folks, both Democrat and Republican, how do we fund it? And what is the president's plan?
The basic premise of funding is that corporate America has really done incredibly well over the last 30, 40, 50 years, and especially over the last 10 years, and that it is corporate America that will foot the bill for this. The first way to do that is through the actual corporate tax code. And remember that before we had the 2017 tax changes, we had corporations paying a top rate of 35%. That went down to 21%. The Biden plan will actually increase corporate taxes to 28%. So sort of splitting the difference. And then there's a number of ways that the administration would cut down on loopholes. There would be an effort to have a global minimum tax rate. That is to prevent a race to the bottom where countries lower their tax rates to bring companies to them, and a minimum tax for U.S. companies, as well as U.S. companies paying a certain percentage of their big money profits and have that tax at a 15% rate. So all corporate America, not individuals.
Okay, again, if you want to read more about this, go to the website, jillonmoney.com. Click on the read vertical, the little bottom, it says button, it says read. And there you'll see a longer form article about this, and you can chew on it a little bit and maybe tell me what you think about this. JillOnMoney.com, that is our website. And if you have a question while you're there, maybe because you something's jiggling your mind, hit the contact button. Ask that question. We will get it. And you can also sign up for a free weekly newsletter while you're there. So check it out, JillOnMoney.com. As always, wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, do something nice for somebody today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.